Christ to the Nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 18th chapter of Psalms. The God who delivered me from my enemies, yes, you exalted me above those who rose against me. You rescued me from the man of violence. For this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations and sing to your name. You know the names of Gina, Michelle, and Amanda, the three women who were abducted and abused, tortured and tormented by Ariel Castro. On the other hand, you may not know the name of Charles Ramsey. Charles Ramsey was the fellow who, having heard the cries of Amanda Berry, kicked out a panel on Castro's door so the mother, child, and two other captives could escape. He is the fellow who took Amanda to his house. He is the fellow who called the police. He is the fellow who waited until the law arrived. And he is the fellow who, when asked about a reward, said, "Give it to the little girl. I have a job." Oh, there's one other thing. Charles Ramsey has gone on record as saying he is an American and he is a Christian. He is a fellow who decided to do the right thing, even if there might be some negative legal consequences. I'd like to think you and I would have done the same thing. I'd like to think that, but I'm not sure. You see, it's not always easy to do the right thing. It's much more comfortable to come up with excuses on how it's not my business and how somebody else ought to get involved, even in those situations where there is little or no danger. Do you doubt me? Then let me ask. What is the percentage of eligible voters who attend your annual or quarterly congregational meetings? Or how many times do you read about your church's need for officers or VBS teachers? Or how many really good voices never come forward to sing in the choir? That's sad, isn't it? We need to be thankful that when it came to getting involved, the Lord Jesus didn't wait around for somebody else to make the necessary sacrifice to save us from our sins. Seeing that we had been kidnapped by sin, the devil, and death, he came into this world to sacrifice himself for us. He came and kicked open the door which gave us forgiveness and freedom. Now he asks all thankful hearts to get involved too. He wants us to get involved so lost souls might see our gratitude and be brought into a new and saving relationship with the Lord. As the psalmist says, the Lord has rescued us, and for that reason we will sing his praises. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I give thanks you didn't count the cost to win our freedom. Now may we do all we can to point others to you and to forgiveness. In your name, amen.